for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Saturday evening service of June the 26th, 1982 at the Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campground. Frank Hammond is teaching on schizophrenia, and this has the balance of the teaching and the deliverance service.
The Hebrews recognized that a rebellious person was an embittered person, that bitterness and rebellion go hand in hand. Now, the devil wants to get that old root of bitterness down into a person. Here are root spirits. They're the devil's three R's. On this hand, this major spirit, these rejection spirits. Over here, rebellion spirits. And down here, the root of bitterness. Or we can call it resentment, which also starts with an R. That's an easy way for you to remember it. Whenever a person is being ministered to for personality problems, we must deal with those three root spirits that are linked together just like links in a chain. Rejection causes the person to become rebellious. Rebelliousness causes bitterness to form in the life of that person. So they're linked tightly together. Now, out of that root of bitterness come other rootlets. There's resentment, unforgiveness, memory recall, anger, retaliation, over here, hatred, violence, and murder. Now, those things just give strength to that old root of bitterness. Somebody says, well, what is that memory recall thing? Well, that little demon runs around with a tape recorder. And every time he hears somebody say something ugly about you, he puts it on his tape. And so he's got a tape library that goes back for years. And every day he puts it on the tape player and plays all of those tapes from all the things people have said and makes you listen to it in your mind to keep alive all of the hurts that people have done to you down through the years. So that something that was done to hurt you 12 years ago is just as alive in your memory today as it was the day it happened. That is memory recall, and it's a little specialist demon that does that. Now, up between the hands here, you see a hurricane. That means that the person who has all of this demonic activity in his life, his personality is so unsettled that he is a stormy person. He has a stormy personality. Now, there are arrows pointing into this hurricane. Here are a couple of arrows, and they also have hurricanes attached to them. That represents a person who is unstable relating to this unstable person. Now, that's where you have problems, especially if they're trying to live together under the same roof or to try to worship God in the same church fellowship or work together in the same office. They're always clashing. The unstable person encounters the other unstable person and are drawn into their storm. If they get mad, the other person gets mad. Now, I'll put that in the third person so you won't think I'm getting too personal with you. Now, you see a couple of arrows there that have no storms associated with them? That represents a stable person relating to an unstable person, and he doesn't get caught up in the other person's storm. If the other person gets upset, he doesn't get upset. And here's how you can know that you are free. Here's how you can know that you are delivered. This is a real good test for deliverance. Can you be around people who are behaving in a wrong way without getting all stirred up yourself? Without your emotions, without your mind, without your feelings, getting all drawn into that person. Now, if you're going to be a worker for God, if you're going to work in the army of God, if you're going to be a deliverance minister like most of you said you want to be, you have to be stable because you're going to be dealing with a lot of unstable people. And if you are unstable yourself, you're just going to be into one boiling pot after another. So the reason you want to be free and stable in your own personality is in order that you can relate to other people without getting drawn into their storms. Now, that little fella down here at the bottom, that little stick figure, now he's the one we've been looking for over an hour tonight. The real self. Isn't he little? He's skinny. He looks emaciated. He doesn't have any fat on him at all. You know, the only good thing I can see about little real self there is he got a very faint smile. His lips are turned up just a tiny bit there. Now, the reason he can smile a little bit is because he has Jesus in his heart. He's been born again. But the reason he can't smile any bigger than that is because of all this garbage that's over him up here. Now, the reason he's so stunted is because all of that stuff is over him that we've been looking at tonight and pressing down upon him. But he does have potential. You see those arrows? Those arrows go right on out through the top. Now, those arrows represent his ability to grow and to develop in Christ-likeness. So what we're after in the ministry of deliverance is to remove all of the garbage and then through the discipline of body, soul, and spirit to develop this little fellow where he gets some meat on him and he begins to grow. Remember we talked the other day about feeding on the Word and worship and prayer and fellowship and all of those things that are necessary for the real self to begin to develop, the real self to begin to grow and to mature. See, it's not a matter of simply casting out demons, but you've got to fill the house. It's not a matter of just getting rid of those things, but you've got to put the positive thing back in its place. You've got to live a disciplined life, body, soul, and spirit. Your mind has to be disciplined. Your emotions have to be disciplined. Your physical body has to be disciplined. Your will has to be disciplined. Your spirit man has to be disciplined. All right? So when these demons are cast out, then the real self can begin to exercise more, and he can begin to grow and feed more, and he can begin to develop and grow up into the likeness and stature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Deliverance is not something just to make us feel better. Deliverance, we've got to have a higher motivation for deliverance and say, well, I just need to get rid of a certain problem. We need a motivation for deliverance that says, I am going to be like Jesus, and I'm going to live for the Lord, and I'm going to serve Him, and I'm going to glorify Him in my body and in my spirit, which are His. That must be our motivation. If that's not your motivation, then you do not have high enough a motivation to get free and to stay free. You've got to have an intense hunger in your heart to be totally devoted to the Lord and serve Him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's what it takes. Now, sometimes we get to that point, and people tell me, well, Brother Frank, you sure did say a lot of things that sounded like me. How many honest people we have here tonight? Okay. We'll have to cast out that lying spirit first. Now, the reason most of you identify with good portions of that is because it's a master plan of the devil. I've been delivered from most of the things on that chart up there. And Ida Mae has, and most of the people we minister to them basically with these root things we see here. Now, let me warn you, as you go out and take this is not only to help you remember, but it's to help you minister to others. As you go out to minister, don't try to follow this slavishly. Some people get my book, and I've got a listing of demon groupings in there, and they come up and they think I'm going to be so pleased. They say, Brother Frank, you know, I was ministering deliverance to somebody, and I just took your list, and you got in your book, and I just went down it and checked every one of them off, you know, and called for every one of them. I said, shame on you. Shame on you. Somebody says, I took that schizophrenia chart, and I just went down it and called out every demon on that chart. I said, don't you dare. Because when we minister deliverance, we have to follow the Holy Spirit. Now, we're looking at a master plan. It's going to help us to know, to be on the alert, and to watch out for these things. But if you follow any method slavishly, you're going to miss some of the key things that need to be dealt with in people that you minister to. So there are other things besides that are on here. Besides that, this woman, she had in that chart there, she had an accent upon hatred and resentment. She just, you know, when she got upset with somebody, she just couldn't forgive them. And I'd tell her time after time after time, look, all you need to do is forgive when you get hurt. I bet I told her that at least 100 times. One day she was listening to a Ken Copeland tape, and she came to me so excited, and she said, Brother Frank, I was listening to a tape by Ken Copeland, and he said, if somebody hurts you, what you need to do is forgive them. And glory to God. Hallelujah. Finally soaked through. Finally got through. But see, another person, the accent of their problem may not fall on hatred. It may fall on fear, or it may fall on lust, or it may fall on rejection, or it may fall on anger. That will help you to identify the ruler spirit, where that major area is. If a person has a major area with hatred and they hate people and they They hate housework, and they hate church, and they hate everything comes along. Well, you might as well draw it down that that's a rare area where there's an old major spirit, an old ruler spirit of hatred that's at work in that person's life. So you go after those root spirits that God is identifying in your own life, where that accent falls and where that old tenacious problem been troubling you and been bugging you. And we'll be free of it tonight. But some people see that and say, well, I identify with that, but I don't think after that I want deliverance. I say, wait a minute. You said you identified with that and that you saw that demons caused that problem, and yet you don't want to go through with deliverance. Why not? Well, now, Brother Frank, you just don't understand. Now, you've said all those things were caused by demons and their activities, and I always thought that was just me. Now, if you cast all of that out, what's going to be left? Just you and Jesus. That's all. Just you and Jesus. You'll like what's left. You may have to start from scratch, but you're going to like what's left. Hallelujah. You know, actually, we've carried people through so much personality deliverance that after it was over with, they didn't know who they were for a few days. Because that things happened that used to get them upset, and that same thing would happen, and they didn't get upset again, and they said, hey, that really wasn't me. What am I really like? And so they go through a wonderful exploration of discovering who their real self is and learn about that Jesus nature that's within them. Now, we need to believe God. We've got all that teaching to lay a good groundwork. I know when I teach this thing that those devils get excited. They know, uh-oh, I've been found out. Boy, I can't hide any longer. So they're at fever pitch, and they're ready to get out of you. Some of you had a lot of deliverance, but some of you still going to get some more tonight. Hallelujah. Now, how much deliverance you get depends on how much you put into it. Don't leave it all up to me and the ones that will be working as counselors around the room. But you determine that you are going to fight. Satan, I see what you've been doing to me, and I'm not going to let you get by. I'm not going to let you make my life miserable. I'm not going to let you defeat me. I'm not going to let you destroy me. Satan, I dig my feet in, and I stand against you, and I take authority over you, and you're going to fall, and I'm going to stand, because Jesus said I could stand in His might and in the power of His strength. And I'm standing against you. This is no time to be passive. This is no time, God said in prophecy tonight, He said it's no time to be timid, but it's a time to press in. Did you hear that? No time to be timid. No time to be shy. But to press on in and to get your victory. And you can have as much deliverance tonight as you want, as much deliverance as you need, as you yourself stand against the power of the devil. You know what he's been doing to you. You see the things that you have identified with, even in this revelation tonight. You stand against every one of those things and challenge every one of them, command them to go, take a deep breath and breathe that thing out, and it will come out in the name of Jesus. Now, there's one big hindrance to deliverance. There's several things that will hinder or block deliverance, but there's one that is predominant, and we've got to deal with that thing first. That is that matter of unforgiveness. According to Matthew 18, if anyone has trespassed against you or hurt you any way at any time in your life and you haven't forgiven them, then God says He will turn you over to the tormentors until you do. He'll turn you over to evil spirits and you'll be tormented by evil spirits, because if you expect God to forgive you, He expects you to forgive others. He taught us to pray, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." I want to lead you in a prayer in a moment where you will forgive all others who ever hurt you in any way. That's what God requires as a condition for you to be set free. Now, when we call spirits out, some people have manifestations that are noticeable. We're not here to be involved in just looking at manifestations. We're here to be set free. Manifestations is just one of those things that happen sometimes when people get deliverance. Sometimes most of the manifestations will come through the breath, because breath and spirit are the same in the Word of God. So spirits are as breath, and they will come out as a yawn, as a burp, as a sigh, as a cough. And with the coughing, there may be phlegm or mucus or foam that's brought up. Sometimes the Spirit's crying a loud voice. We don't have near as much of that as we used to as we grow in faith and as the devil knows that we don't accept those kind of things. If anybody you ever minister to, the demons try to take them over, as we say, and control their bodies and control their speech. You tell that person, you resist that demon. You don't have to let him control you that way. You command him to go. You start breathing him out. And those spirits will come out just like that without all of that struggle, without all that fighting that so often takes place. Sometimes during deliverance, people feel sensation in their hands. How many of you during deliverance this week have had hand sensations? Right. So you feel maybe a tingling, or sometimes the hand actually becomes strutted and the fingers turn in, things like that. Those are demon manifestations. Sometimes people feel sensations in their face, like their face is drawn and their mouth is drawn, and it's difficult for them to talk and their mouth is puckered up. Some people feel sudden pains in their head or their back or other parts of their body. Don't pay any attention to those manifestations. Don't get sidetracked. Just press through. Keep commanding that spirit. Keep renouncing that spirit. Keep concentrating on your warfare. Those manifestations will all subside and they'll all go away. But the thing that we're after is to get that evil spirit out. So a lot of you are about to get some relief that you've wanted and some that you've needed for a long time. Let's stand and let's go through a deliverance prayer. Praise the Lord. Jesus. They said we didn't have breakfast till 9 in the morning. Oh, 8. Between 8 and 9. Well, that gives us an extra hour to minister then, doesn't it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to need it, I think. Praise you. I want you to be relaxed. Now, dealing with devils and casting out evil spirits is serious business. But that doesn't mean that we have to be uptight, because we know our authority and we know our power over evil spirits. But what we're doing tonight is going to be something that's going to have benefits in your life and solve needs in your life that you've needed and wanted for a long time. So give it your best. As we call upon the Lord, we've asked the Lord to give us a mighty anointing for deliverance tonight. So keep attention. Don't allow the devil to cause you to become indifferent and fail to participate. I pray to God that each one of you in this service tonight will be a participator and not a spectator. That you're not here just to look around and see what happens to somebody else, but that you are here knowing that you yourself needs to be free as you can. Cooperate. Every demon I call, assume that you've got at least one of that kind. And I'll make you a promise. If he's not in you, he won't come out. But if he is in you, as you've met God's conditions, he must leave in the name of Jesus. Some of you will not have perceptible manifestations. The only manifestation you will have will be that of your own will, as you take a breath to breathe those spirits out. The degree of manifestation does not determine the degree of deliverance. You can be as free as somebody that's thrown in the floor by the power of the demons if all you do is just breathe that spirit out. So you follow the instructions. Now, some of you get zealous and you want to just breathe all over the place. Don't breathe so much you hyperventilate. Don't be anemic and just give a little faint. But you know, breathe out with authority. As though you're squeezing every trace of air you can out of your lungs. And when you do that, that spirit that we've commanded to come out, because it moves into your breath apparatus to come out, you will be helping to push it out. Derek Prince says that's what I call expelling demons, where a person takes their own breath and they expel it. And when you do that, other things may happen. You may yawn or you may cough or burp or something else. If you burp during deliverance, we don't say excuse me, we just say praise the Lord and go right on. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord. All right, I want you to say this prayer with me. Now mean it from all of your heart. Say it from deep inside. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the Son of the living God. You died on the cross for my sins. And you rose again from the dead. You died to take my sin burden. Lord, I confess my sins. And I repent of all of my sins. And I ask you to forgive me. And to cleanse me from all my unrighteousness. I accept your forgiveness. And I forgive myself. And as you forgive me, I forgive all others. I forgive each person who has hurt me in any way. I want to pause there just a minute and give you an opportunity to personalize that. This is so important. You let the Lord show you any particular ones who have hurt you, offended you, rejected you, abused you. I don't care how many times they hurt you or how hard they hurt you. It's imperative that as an act of your will, a decision on your part, that you decide to forgive them tonight. You don't have to talk out loud, but just privately between you and the Lord, be sure that you have forgiven each person that you need to forgive. Lord, you just call to our remembrance those that we need to forgive. If it's a parent, if it's a brother or sister, a neighbor, another relative, somebody at work, somebody in the church, a pastor, a fellow church member, whoever it's been, Lord, we just forgive each one of them tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's go ahead with our prayer. Lord, I have forgiven these. And I ask you to forgive them. I even bless them in your name. And by your love, I love them. Now, Lord, you've said in your word that whoever calls on your name shall be delivered. I call upon you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Deliver me and set me free. Satan, I renounce you. I do not want you in my life. I'm through with you. I take back from you all ground I ever yielded to you. And I command you to leave me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind you, principalities, and together as the army of God, we take authority over you. And every spirit that has been sent to bind and confuse and harass and defeat each one of us here, you ruler spirits are bound. The strong man is bound tonight, and we come to spoil his house. Satan, you cannot do harm to any one of us. We're under the covering and protection of the blood and what it has done for us and what it means to us. And we have authority over you in Jesus' name. And he said that we could tread upon you as upon serpents and scorpions, and you could in no wise hurt us. We have no fear of you. You will not hurt us. You will not hurt anyone around us. You will not hurt any of our relatives. You will not hurt any of our possessions or anything that pertains to our life. We are safe in the keeping of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have power and dominion over you. And you are a defeated foe, and you are leaving our lives right now in the name of Jesus. I'm going to ask you just to be seated quietly again, and let's try to keep down as much noise and distraction as we can during the service so you can hear continued instructions from me here. But we're going to lay the axe to some of these roots. Since that old thing of unforgiveness and bitterness is a key thing to get out of the way, let's get rid of that root of bitterness. Let's renounce it together. And then as we move on into deliverance, I'll not stop to have you renounce each thing individually. You can do this on your own. As I call for a new spirit or a new grouping of spirits, you don't have to speak out real loud. It's better if you don't. But just speak out and say, I renounce you and I command you to leave me, and take a breath. And let's do that together in unity all the way through this time of deliverance tonight. Now, those who are working as counselors, and I've asked Brother Glenn if we have extras to help tonight, to have some extra counselors helping tonight, because we want you to get as much deliverance as is possible for you to get tonight. So you enter in, and you counselors help. Counselors, If God gives you discernment as you minister individually, you follow that discernment. Don't stay bound to what I'm doing here. Don't become a slave to that. Let's follow the leadership of God's Holy Spirit. Many times in group deliverances, the Lord will give me discernment of things that I need to deal with, even some things that I've never dealt with before. So I'll try to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit tonight and follow Him to deal with the things that God's Spirit knows needs to be dealt with. But He's saying tonight, let's start with that old root of bitterness from those hurts, from those wounds that you have experienced way back, sometimes even before you were born. Things that you were not responsible for. Your parents didn't protect you. They didn't know how to protect you. Or they didn't care about protecting you. Or they weren't believers that couldn't protect you. We're going to get rid of a backlog of hurts, of bitternesses, of resentments. In the name of Jesus, say this with me. In the name of Jesus, I stand against the root of bitterness and all its helpers. I command you, in the name of Jesus, go. Now just take a deep breath. In the name of Jesus, the spirits of bitterness, the spirits of resentment, I command you to go. The spirit of hatred, resentment and hatred of parents because of their rejections, because of their hurts, because of their abuses. I command every spirit of resentment and hatred of parents, I command it to go in the name of Jesus. I command every spirit of root of bitterness and your helpers, that bitterness against any relative, I command you to go. Against any neighbor, I command you to go. From whatever person, I command you to go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the power of the blood of Jesus. By the power of the blood of Jesus. Resentment, bitterness, hatred. I command each one of you to leave tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we stand against you. If you need help, you know that this has been a major problem. You need help. Have one of the counselors just motion for one of these in the aisle. Just lift up your hand and tell them to come in and help you. That's why they're there. That's why they're there. In the name of Jesus, some of you have been deeply hurt. You've been deeply hurt. You've been deeply offended. And you've carried resentments and bitternesses. Those old resentments and bitternesses cause problems in your physical body. They can cause arthritis, and they can cause nervous upset, and they can cause ulcers in your stomach. In the name of Jesus, we command all of you bitterness with all of your problems. We command you to go. You get out of our emotions. Get out of our emotions. Release our emotions. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, memory recall, retaliation, violence, murder. Every one of you, we command you, go now. Go now. Go now. Bitterness. Bitterness. I see bitterness toward school teachers. Bitterness toward school teachers. In the name of Jesus, I command it to go because that teacher was unfair and was cruel and was hard and was unloving. I command to go in the name of Jesus. I command to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I see bitterness towards a father because he was an alcoholic and he didn't spend time at home and he squandered all the money and the family didn't have enough and you didn't have enough clothes. You didn't have enough food, and you were deprived, and so you built resentment towards that father. In the name of Jesus, I command you, you go now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus is against you, enemy. We are free from that resentment. We are free to love everybody. Every one of you spirits of resentment that keep us from forgiving. We do forgive. You spirit of unforgiveness, you tell us we can't forgive. You're a liar, devil. You tell us we don't have to forgive. You're a liar, devil. And we command you to go in the name of Jesus. We command you to go in the name of Jesus. Go now in the power of Jesus' name. In the power of Jesus' name. You continue to leave. Continue to leave. Continue to go. Right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All of those hurts that came in through marital conflicts, I command those resentment and bitterness spirits, I command them to go. All the spirits that have come in through the strife and the arguments and the debate and the confusion and the conflict between husband and wife, I command you to go. All of you that have resulted in separation, resulted in divorce or talk about divorce, In the name of Jesus, I command you to go. I command you to go. Spirits of hurt. Spirits of hurt. Spirits of hurt. Spirits of disappointment. Spirits of heartache. Heartache and heartbreak spirits. I command you to go. You leave us tonight. In the name of Jesus. Good. Keep pressing them. Keep pressing them, folks. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Everyone, spirits of heartache. Heartache. Disappointment. Disappointment. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go. That's right. All of you old crying spirits. Crying spirits. In the name of Jesus. Just cried and cried and cried. Misery. Misery. Misery and heartache. In the name of the Lord. That's right, devils. Keep coming out. Keep coming out in the name of Jesus. Keep coming out in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you, enemy. Hallelujah. He's atoned for our sins by His precious blood. He's redeemed us and cleansed us and justified us. And we belong to Him. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You continue to go by the power of Jesus' name. You continue to go in the power of the blood of Jesus. That's right. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we've released that bitterness. We've released that unforgiveness. We've released those hurts in the name of Jesus. Lord, just come in and heal and bring your healing balm into our hearts tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Our bodies are the temples of God's Holy Spirit. Your Spirit dwells within us. And we've been redeemed by His precious blood. By your stripes we're healed. We're set free from the oppression of the enemy. Command all of you to leave us tonight in Jesus' name. Let's go on to rejection. Remember, rejection is a root. Rejection is a root. It's something that Satan has tried to bring into each one of our lives. We go back to prenatal rejection. Rejection from before birth. And I command you to go in Jesus' name. Prenatal rejection. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Prenatal rejection. You leave us tonight. Because we were not wanted before birth. We were not wanted by mother or father before we were born. We were rejected from the time our conception was known. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you spirits of rejection, I command you to leave us now in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Rejection. Parental rejection. Parental rejection. I command you to go. My mother never loved me. My father never loved me. They didn't have time for me. They didn't have time for me. They were too busy. They pushed me aside. I command every one of you to go in Jesus' name. Go now in the name of Jesus. Go now. Go quickly in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of parental rejection, I command you to leave. You leave and you go out. We cast you out. We cast you out, devils, in the name of Jesus. We cast you out in the name of Jesus. That's right. Prenatal rejection, parental rejection, father rejection. Father rejection, spirits, I command you to go. Father rejection. Mother rejection. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Some of you were felt rejected when a younger brother or sister was born. When a younger sister or brother was born and they got the attention and you didn't get the attention anymore. I command that spirit of rejection to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Some of you were left. You were given up by your parents. They didn't even want you. Your blood parents gave you up. You were adopted or something else happened to you. And I command those spirits of rejection to go. Rejection. You must go. For the parents gave them up. Some of you suffered rejection in the hospital when you were taken away from your mother. Some of you as little children were put in a hospital for treatment and taken away from your parents. And there was loneliness and there was hurt and there was rejection and there was insecurity. I command the insecurity to go too in the name of Jesus. Spirits of insecurity. Insecurity. I command you to leave us tonight. Go now. In Jesus' name. Fear of rejection. Fear of rejection. Self-rejection. fear of rejection and all your paranoid helpers. I command you to go. Fear of rejection and jealousy and envy. Jealousy and envy, suspicion, distrust, fears of persecution, confrontation. I command every one of you to go. All of you fear of rejection and paranoid spirits. I command you to leave us tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Keep going, keep going, keep going. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Self-rejection. 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 Rejecting your appearance. Rejecting your name. Rejecting your sex. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go. Every spirit of self-rejection. Self-rejection. Self-hatred. 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 We command you to leave us tonight. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord, every spirit of self-hatred. Self-hatred. Self-rejection. Keep going. Keep going now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to deal with those spirits of lust. Spirits of lust, material lust, sexual lust, every kind of over-desire. You spirits of, you're not going to lie to us. You're not going to deceive us. You're not going to defile us. In the name of Jesus, I command the spirits of lust, materialism, materialism, and lust for things, and lust for things. We command you to go. Go now in Jesus' name. Go now in Jesus' name. That's right. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. You must go. You must go in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of lust, spirits of want, I want this and I want that and I want the other thing. Not satisfied. Spirits of dissatisfaction. Your companion to material lust. Dissatisfaction. I command you to go. In Jesus' name. Come on out, you old spirits of material lust. You spirits of sexual lust. Fantasy lust. Fantasy lust. Masturbation. Fornication. Adultery. Pornography. Harlotry. Homosexuality, lesbianism, oral sex, all you perverse devils, come on out. Every spirit of rape, molestation, and incest. Some of you were victims of those things. Those caused very serious personality wounds. If you were ever molested, if you were ever molested, a victim of incest or rape, and about one out of every four of you women were, in the name of Jesus, we command you spirits to come out. You spirits of abuse, you spirits of sexual abuse, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Sexual abuse, come on out. Molestation, incest, rape, I command you, go now in Jesus' name. Go now in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. You can't stay. We don't want you. We don't want you in the name of Jesus. We cleanse our memories. Our minds are cleared. Our speech is cleared. Our physical body is cleared in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of lust, lust for recognition, lust for power, lust for money, and things money can buy, we command you to loose us and go tonight. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Spirits of condemnation, you spirits of condemnation, I call you out now. Guilt, you old root of guilt, condemnation, unworthiness that make us feel that we've committed a sin that can't be forgiven. You old devil that keeps alive condemnation and guilt, our sins are forgiven. Our sins are covered by the forgiving power of God, by His grace and by His love. I command you spirits of guilt. You spirits of shame, spirits of embarrassment, spirits of fear of being found out, fear of being exposed for the things that I've done. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that's right, all of you must leave tonight. All of you must leave tonight. Guilt. Oh, this is so important. God has forgiven us. There's no condemnation now to those who are in Christ Jesus. We're walking not after the flesh, but after the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you've taken the stain of sin. You've removed our transgression as far as the east is from the west. You've canceled our sin debt and nailed it to the cross. You remember our sins no more. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We'll not face those sins in the day of judgment because you've reckoned with them through Christ. And they've been removed. And the stain of sin is gone. The reproach of sin and guilt of sin is removed. We're clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We're clothed in His righteousness, devils. Hallelujah. You don't like that. You don't like that we're clothed and we're forgiven. But I remind you of it, devil. I remind you, every one of us, I don't care what we've done, we are forgiven and we're cleansed tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Keep coming out. Keep coming out in the name of Jesus. Now let's deal with depression. Depression and despondency. Many of you have been depressed. Many of you felt hopeless. Many of you faced walls of despair. You couldn't find a way. In the name of Jesus, we stand against you, spirits of depression, despondency, despair, defeat, discouragement, hopelessness, death wish, and suicide. I command every one of you to go from us now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Leave now in the name of Jesus. Leave now. You must go. You must go. You must go. Depression. You old spirit of heaviness. We put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Command every spirit of heaviness to go. In the name of Jesus. Heaviness. Heaviness. Depression. Despondency. Despair. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Come on out in the name of Jesus. All depression, despondency, gloom, and heaviness. We command you to leave us tonight in the name of Jesus. Leave now in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on out. You must go. You must go. You can't hang on us, devils. You can't put that yoke of oppression on us. In the name of Jesus, you're not going to rob us of joy. You're not going to rob us of peace. You're not going to hinder our praise. You old hindrance to praise, you old depression spirit, you old heaviness spirit, I command you. I command you to come out of our lungs. Come out of our lungs. He that hath breath will praise the Lord. And we'll have breath to praise the Lord. Every one of you, spirits of heaviness and depression, come out of our lungs and release us tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Keep coming out. Keep coming out now. In Jesus' precious name. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Coria paramana casilla la baleato. Coria paramana castalla la baracasa. Corroba caramana casilla la banaca. In the name of Jesus, come on out. Come on out now in the name of Jesus, you demon. Every one of you. Every one of you. The Spirit won't let me go on. There's still more depression that's got to go. More despondence. There's more spirits of death. Death and death wish. I command you to go. I command you to go. Spirits of death. Spirits of death wish. We cast you out tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Devils, you will not make us passive. You will not make us indifferent. You will not make us self-conscious. But we stand against you. We've waited too long for this night. You're not going to block the way. Block the way. There are spirits of suppression that some of you have because you've had a tendency to suppress your problems. And you push it down on the inside. You try to smile on the outside and look like to everybody else, well, I'm all right. But you just pushed it down and you're hurting on the inside. Those are spirits of suppression. And I command those suppression spirits to go. In the name of Jesus, suppression from all those suppressed fears and suppressed hurts. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I command you to go. You spirit of suppression, suppression, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Come on out of us. Come on out of us, spirits of suppression. Spirits of suppression, you must leave us tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, spirits of suppression, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go now in Jesus' name. You leave us. You can't stay around any longer. No longer. In the name of Jesus, we defeat you, your defeated foes. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Gloria paramana kasalya lapaniato. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All of you spirits of fear, I stand against you now in the name of Jesus. Myriads of fears. Come on out, spirit of fear. Spirit of fear. Fear of man. Fear of man. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. That's right. Come on out. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of fear. Spirit of fear. Just cough him out. Just cough him out. That's right. Spirit of fear. That's right. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Fear. Fear of man. God's word says that fear of man bringeth a snare. But I will not fear what man shall do unto me. We defeat you with the word of God, which is the sword of God's Spirit. Fear of the future. The Lord told us not to be anxious about tomorrow. Not to be anxious about what we'd wear. Not to be anxious about what we would eat. All right, all of you fears, you old phobia fears, acrophobia. Acrophobia, fear of high places. Claustrophobia, fear of closed-in places. Come on out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, come on out. All you unnatural phobia fears. Fears of bugs and spiders and germs. Fear of germs, fear of uncleanness. Fear of sickness. Fear of sickness, fear of surgery, fear of death. Fear of doctors, fear of hospitals. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go. Fear of the dark. Fear of the dark. Fear of failure. Fear of not pleasing God. Fear of not pleasing God. Fear not pleasing man. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Fear of accident. Fear of flying in airplanes. Fear of driving cars. In the name of Jesus. Fears. Some of you were in car accidents. It's giving you a fear. Fear of drowning. Fear of water. Come on out. All of your fears of hurt. Fears of accident. And fear of death. I command every one of you. You leave tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. All fears. All fears. Religious fears. All religious fears. Fears of God. Fears of God. Fears of having committed the unpardonable sin. Fears of God's rejection. Fears of God's judgment. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Keep coming out. Every kind of fear. You must go tonight in the name of Jesus. You must go tonight in the name of Jesus. Every demon of fear, I command you to leave us. Right now, the blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Self-pity. Self-pity and all your helpers must go. We cast you out in the name of Jesus. Self-pity and all your helpers, we cast you out in the name of Jesus. Come on out, self-pity. Unfairness. Unfairness. Go now. Go now. You'll leave in the power of Jesus' name. You'll leave now. That's right, in Jesus' name. All of you self-spirits, self-awareness, self-consciousness, in the name of Jesus, I command you to go. Come on out. All spirits of self-consciousness, self-awareness, timidity, shyness, you leave us now. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Come on out. All you self-centered spirits, spirits of pride, self-importance, self-importance, self-sufficiency, in the name of Jesus. All of you come out now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of pride, self-importance, independence. Arrogance. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come on out. Self-deception. Self-deception, self-delusion, self-seduction, unteachableness, pride, all of you old independent devils, go in the name of Jesus. You keep us separated from the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus. The Lord just gave me discernment on the spirit that we'll call correction rejection. It's that kind of that old sensitive spirit that when you need correction and those over you, whether it's a husband over a wife or parents over a children or a pastor over a person, tries to correct that person, they receive that correction as though it were rejection. They can't see it as just something I need to correct me. But you feel hurt, you feel sensitive, you feel wounded. It's correction, rejection. Correction, rejection. And I command you to go in Jesus' name. Unable to receive correction. Feeling that when I'm corrected, I'm not loved, I'm not appreciated. I'm put down. Why do they always put me down? In the name of Jesus. Correction, rejection. I command you to go. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit of rebellion. Let's get him and all his helpers. Rebellion. Defiance. Disobedience. Stubbornness. Self-will. Selfishness. I command you and all your helpers, you gang of spirits, now you go in Jesus' name. Rebellion. Rebellion. You spirit of Antichrist. You're an Antichrist spirit. You're opposed to Christ. You're opposed to God. You're the spirit of this world. You're the spirit of the God of this world. You old rebel spirit. You old rebel recruiting spirit in the name of Jesus. Tries to draw everybody else around you into rebellion. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Parental rebellion. Rebellion against parents. Rebellion against parents. Rebellion against civil authority. Rebellion against spiritual authority. I command every spirit of rebellion, defiance, stubbornness, self-will, independence, selfishness. I command every one of you. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. You spirits of criticism. Criticism, you critical spirit. Now a lot of you know you've had that old critical spirit. You're just so quick to judge other people. To give an opinion about everybody else. Just remember, you're not responsible to judge anybody unless you have authority over them. That really eliminates a lot of your work. In the name of Jesus, all spirits of criticism, all spirits of judgmentalism, all spirit of accusation of others, all spirit of projection accusation, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come on out of us. Come on out of us. Go now in the name of Jesus. Go now. Keep going. In the name of Jesus. Enemy, you're overcome. We're going to live for the Lord. We're sanctified. We're cleansed. We're set apart as chosen vessels of the Lord and set apart for the Master's use. Everything that defiles, the temple is cleansed, just like Jesus cleansed the temple. And he drove out every defiling thing out of the outer court. Devil, you're that defiling thing, and our body is the temple of God's Spirit. And you're leaving tonight. You're leaving tonight. Our temple is for the glory of God, and we're going to serve God. We're going to glorify God in these bodies. We're through with you, devils. All of you old vexing, tormenting spirits. All of you spirits of mental oppression, I command you to come out. Mental oppression spirits, I stand against you now. In Jesus' name. Mental oppression, mind-binding spirits, mental illness, mental insanity, fear of insanity, fear of mental breakdown. In the name of Jesus, mind-binding, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out, all of you old mental oppressing spirits. Mental torment, mental anxiety, mental anguish. I command you to go. I command you to go. Turmoil of mind, where the mind just churns and turns and thinks and thinks and thinks, and the mind is never quiet. The mind is not at peace. I command it to go. In the name of Jesus. You old spirits of mental stupor, mental stupor, mental tranquilization. You old devils that have come in through drugs. You've come in through things of tranquilizers and things that stupefied and dull the mind. I command you to go. I command you to go. You old drug-induced spirit that's affected the mind. All of you spirits, hallucinogenic drugs, I command you to go. In the name of Jesus, barbiturate drugs, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Valium and all your clan, I command you to go. Thorazine and all your clan, I command you to go. You release our minds. You release our minds. We're not captive of you anymore. All of you spirits of drugs, you pharmakeia spirit, get out. You sorcery devils, sorcery of drugs, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All of you old painkiller drugs, I command you to go. Demerol and all the rest of you, Tylenol, all of you, go now in the name of Jesus. Go now in the name of Jesus. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. The rest of you mental oppression spirits, all mental, mind-binding, mind-oppressing, forgetfulness, forgetfulness, I command you to go. Hindrance to learning. Hindrance to learning, I command you to go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hindrance to learning, I command you to go in Jesus' name. All spirits of mental retardation and slow learning spirits, you leave us tonight. You devils that have bound our minds and harassed our minds. Spirits of brain damage, I command you to go. Brain damage, in the name of to go. There are spirits that have come in through surgery, surgery-related spirits. Every one of you that's been through surgery have picked up demons through anesthetics and drugs and having been cut open in the name of Jesus, and trauma and shock and death. I command you, all of you surgery-related spirits, I command you to go. Surgery spirits, I command you to go in the name of the Lord Jesus. You go now in Jesus' name. You leave us tonight. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. All of you birthing spirits, birth trauma spirits, I command you to go. Birth trauma, and the cord was wrapped, meconium, in the birth, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, almost died. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, all birth trauma, birth shock spirits, I command to go. All spirits that entered through birthing, I command to leave in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Amen. If you know of anything that I haven't called, don't wait for me to call it. You rebuke it. You renounce it. Minister deliverance to yourself. You can have all the deliverance you need tonight. You can have all the deliverance you need tonight. If you'll just stay in the battle. Keep rebuking those spirits. You know what's troubled you. You know what's hindered you. You old demons of spiritual hindrance, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Spiritual hindrance, spiritual blockage spirits, I command you to go. That's right. None of you old occult spirits are going to hang around. Command all of you to leave tonight in the name of Jesus. All occultism has to go in the name of Jesus. Now, some of you have lived too much in unreality. You've lived in fantasy and make-believe, and you've escaped. Some of you have tried a lot of escape tricks. Let's close the door on all of that escape. In the name of Jesus, we command every spirit of escapism, spirits of fantasy, spirits of unreality, You have spirits of vivid imagination, escape through reading, escape through television, escape through drugs, escape through alcohol, escape through sleep. In the name of Jesus, escape through running. You running spirits, makes us want to run away. Makes us run away. In the name of Jesus, some of you have run away. Some of you almost run away. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of escapism. 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 In the name of Jesus. Some of you escape through sleep. You just don't get out of bed. You just won't get out of bed. In the name of Jesus. As long as I'm asleep, I can't think about responsibility. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go. I command you to go right now. Go now. In Jesus' name. Now all of you false love spirits, false love, false compassion, false responsibility, I command you to go in Jesus' name. False love, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. There's some more of those old perverse spirits. Perverseness, homosexuality, lesbianism, and fear of those things. Maybe you've never practiced it, but it's been in your mind. Jesus says, you know, that if we look on a woman to lust after her, we've committed adultery already in our heart. It can be in your heart, and the demon can come in because that thing's been in your heart. Not necessarily because you have done an overt act of sin there. I command you spirits of homosexuality and lesbianism and sexual perverseness. I command every one of you to leave now and go now with all your helpers. Now you demons of false personality, you demons of the confusion of personality that keep people from knowing who they really are, I command you to leave. You other self, you false self spirit, you false identity spirit, you false counterfeit personality spirit, I command you to leave us tonight in Jesus' name. You're rooted in self-rejection. You're rooted in self-rejection, and I command you to leave us tonight. Go now. Go now in Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus, we just worship you. We take time to praise you and give thanks unto you, Lord, for your faithfulness and for your goodness. Lord, your word is true. And not one word that you have spoken ever falls to the ground. No one who puts their hope and their faith and trust in thee shall ever be put to shame. We shall never be put down, Lord. We shall never be disappointed because of our relationship with you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you. We praise you. We give thanks unto you. We give glory unto your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify the name of Jesus. We magnify the name of Jesus. Glory to God. 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 Saints, it's good to give to God the glory, give God the praise and the thanksgiving. You know, sometimes it takes a little while for things to dawn on us. Sometimes it takes a little while for us to know what the Lord has really accomplished. Let me just share a testimony or two to encourage your heart in knowing what God's done. We had a meeting like this. It was down in the city of Dallas several years ago, and we had about 500 people in a group deliverance down there. And a few months later, I received a phone call from a man. He said, "Brother Frank, I want you to know that I was in that meeting, and I had been under psychiatric care for 16 years. Well, that represents a lot of years and a lot of dollars. He had been continually under psychiatric treatment for 16 years. He said, "I received more in 1 hour of group deliverance than I did in 16 years of psychiatric help." And it didn't cost him anything. The Lord paid a big price for it, but it didn't cost him. Not long ago, just a few months ago, I was ministering down in Central Texas. And a lady came to me. She was the wife of the elder in the church where I was ministering. She said, "Brother Frank, you probably don't remember me, but 7 years ago, I came up to your church, and your church was having a deliverance conference, and I had mental illness. I'd had shock treatments. I was on drugs for mental illness and had suffered from it for years, and said, "You folks got discernment that there was a curse of mental illness that had come down through my family, and you broke that curse off of me that day." And said, "I went back home totally healed." And said, "I've been healed from mental illness all those 7 years." And you know, we were in her home, and we had a meal in her home, and were with them for several days, and it was obvious that she had no more problem with mental illness. When we ministered in Denmark in 79, there was a man there that was mentally ill. He'd been mentally ill for 10 years, and he was set free. Later he wrote us and said that he was set free, hadn't been able to work, hadn't been able to function, be a husband or a father to his family, but after that deliverance, he was set free. I wish you could read the letters that we get of people that write us. And when we go back to places where we've ministered, of the testimony that people give and say, "Glory to God." It may take a little while for some of you to realize what God has done for you. But don't ever forget to give God the glory and to give God the praise. Be thankful in your heart to the Lord. Now, pay attention to the things that I've taught you earlier this week about your spiritual discipline. Deliverance is not just a simple little snap of the finger cure-all for every problem. Sometimes our problems are caused because we have undisciplined lives. Discipline your tongue. Discipline your eyes. Discipline your hands. Discipline your feet. Discipline your stomach. Discipline everything about you, because that's the way to walk in freedom. Fill yourself with the things of God. Fill yourself with the Word of God. Have a consistent, faithful prayer life. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Praise and worship and rejoice before the Lord. You don't have to wait until you go into an assembly. Put on that tape at home. Play that music. Sing with it. Dance with it. Rejoice unto the Lord. Pray and believe God. Remember, the person who becomes double-minded is taken away by the devil. The thing that keeps you single-minded is to stay steady in faith and trust in God. If you don't stay steady in faith and trust in God, then you become double-minded. The first chapter of James explains that, where it says ahead of verse 8 that a double-minded man becomes unstable. He says, believe God. When you ask for God, don't question. Don't waver. Don't doubt in what you've asked from God. Know that He will receive it. Don't be like the wave of the sea that's tossed to and fro. Start blessing others and quit thinking about yourself. That's too much of a luxury for you to afford.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.